Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. So my younger son, Wiley, is graduating from high school next
2025.
Year, 2025, and he approached me a couple, well, it is a month now, approached me with the idea he and his buddies wanted to go to Turks and Caicos for their senior trip, mm-hmm. which made me a little nervous, but I didn't.
Because at that age, you can't rent a hotel room.
Yeah.
Traveling internationally, if you've never done it,
mm-hmm.
there's some things
yeah.
that you might need to have a parent guide you through.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I said, hey, you should work it out. I'm thinking it might not even manifest itself. I was thinking, you boys figure
Aren't
it out.
Serious.
Yeah. Next thing I know, Eva, our friend from book club, her son is my son's best friend, which is a love story too.
Oh.
These two have, you know, they're born a week apart. Since we've been
in the same hospital.
Yeah, same hospital. But they have been friends forever because we were in we were all in mom's group, which turned into book group. Anyway, Lisa and I are in this book group with Eva, and right. her son, Reed, is Wiley's friend. And we were talking with Eva about going, the boys wanting to do this trip, and that it made us feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What are the logistics of this? And we came up with that we were going to go with them.
Someone's going to be on
their honeymoon. Turks and Caicos love stories. Yeah,
yeah.
There's got to be.
There's going to be.
No. Who's here on a honeymoon? Anniversary?
What else do people do?
Or just a getaway?
Did anybody just hook up last night? I want to know about
yeah.
it. I'm just kidding. I don't want to know about it. Don't do that.
But it'll be fun.
I have not been to the Caribbean, actually. That's where it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to Turks and Caicos. Where is that?
I have no idea. I just know I like
Caribbean. In the Atlantic or Pacific.
No, I haven't been to the Caribbean.
I have never been to the Caribbean. I've been to New York and never passed.
Really?
I've never been to
I've
Europe.
I've never even been to like Florida.
No, I've never been to Florida. I've
Which
never
I
been
call
to
Florida. Did I ever tell you about that?
Florida.
So I was getting a phone call.
Mama.
And at the same time, I was just in love with Florida. I don't even know why I'm saying it right. Florida. Like, welcome to my house. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I know he wants to hire me as a backup. So someone's calling me from Florida. And all I can see on the phone is F-L-O space. I put a space in there. My brain did. R-I-D-A. I got so excited. I'm like, Florida's calling me. For a half a second, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Hello?
Someone from Florida
Hi,
is
Flo.
Spamming me right now. And I'm excited.
I've never received a call from so far away. So exciting.
Oh, I've been spammed from China. I was like, don't ask me how that happened.
I don't either. Yeah, all those. At least you can see where they're coming from
yes.
and you can just not answer it.
I have relatives in China. Maybe they were trying to call. I don't know.
But I think our flight goes to Phoenix. Is that right? Mm. We go into Phoenix.
I don't even know if I'm on the same flight.
Miami. You've got to be. I sent you my thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so I think you're Miami or Phoenix, Miami, and then you go to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, and I for some reason thought there was like you had to do some inner island flight, but I am mistaken.
Yeah, I think, it's Miami, then that. But you know,
I'm going to
work on for the ride.
Pre-tan. Last time I went and traveled somewhere sunny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did get pretty burned.
I usually skin prep. I go tanning before so I don't burn. Mm-hmm. It's stupid, but I do it. And I know I'm going to die of skin cancer.
Well, like you're tanning like tan bed tanning or spray bed tanning?
Just depending. I don't know if I'll ever do a spray tan again.
Oh, why? Is it just leak off your body?
So ridiculously dark on me that I was like, huh, I look skinnier.
Oh, yeah, it hides a lot of things. It does. Hides my, like, dimples all over my legs.
Smiling legs.
By the way, how the hell does that happen? I am got little dimply legs now. I was looking at myself at the gym the other day. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. It's stupid.
I thought if you worked out, that wouldn't happen. And here I am at the gym and I'm looking at my legs.
I could make up reasons, but I would be wrong. I have no idea. It's happening. It's just total bullshit.
And when I was younger, I thought that's never going to happen to me because I'm going to work out and I'm going to be like, it's not going to happen. And here it is. Not that I'm like a going to the gym for 24 hours a day.
Because you're not a trust fund baby.
Yeah, that's right.
It's okay.
Have an hour a day to spare for the gym.
I don't even do that right now.
Well, I was thinking maybe I need to start doing more leg work.
I have no solution for that. People will tell you they have solutions. They're not real.
Spray tan. Just spray do tan. That.
Done. No, spray tan is not, because that doesn't necessarily make your skin not burn.
No, but it, you know, I don't know what the idea is.
A slow build of tanning your skin seems to help me not burn.
I have spray tanned before I've gone on vacation, and for me, it feels like, oh, I'm already kind of tan, so I don't need to get out there.
You don't
need
to work on it.
Yeah, I'm like putting sunscreen on and stuff because I think I'm like, I'm already tan. I don't need to be like, okay, for the first 3 hours, I'm not going to wear anything so I can get a little color.
Oh my gosh.
But that is the worst idea.
Time. It's yes. The stupidest idea. The tops of my feet, I couldn't wear shoes.
Oh.
I got so burned. I'm like, I'm such an idiot. And then I like to peel skin.
Ooh.
So I got to work on that for like a week or so after.
There were some benefits.
There were some parts.
I got to.
It fueled my skin killing thing that I like.
So one time when I was high school, I went to Lake Powell and we did like little braids in our hair.
Oh.
And I came back. Yes. Every part was burned.
Because you can't sunscreen that.
No, and I wasn't wearing a hat, you know.
Yeah.
But it was so crazy. I would peel like a line of skin off of my scalp.
Oh, my gosh. What is that, cornrows?
Yes, cornrows.
Did you put beads at the bottom?
No, I don't think we did that. We just did little braids.
Oh, I remember when they did that on Friends. Is it Courtney? Who's her character? Monica.
Okay.
She did that. And the whole show, she's just like dinging her head back and forth and letting the, the beads hit each other like little bells. I'm like, oh, that looks so cool.
Well, when I was in beauty school, one of the girls did extensions. And so I had her. She took fake hair and then
and braided it
into my hair. And I probably did the same thing. Like, I got long hair. I've got thick hair. It was so heavy, though. My head was heavy because of all that fake hair.
You had to build up your neck muscles to handle it.
Yeah, totally. I ended up with a huge neck after the hair. Wow, what happened to your neck? Wow, you look great. Your neck looks big.
You've got a really buff neck. Nice.
Well, talking about buff.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The movie we're reviewing today.
that's such a great segue. Yes. It shouldn't have been called bros. It should have been called super buff.
Super hot buff. Guys. Lots, yeah, lots of hot guys.
Super buff hot guys. Movie. Everywhere. Usually not with clothes on.
But at least the top half.
Right, right. That's true.
They're very tight underwear.
Very nicely tight. Oh, that's true.
From that perspective, was a nice visual movie.
So I watched it. Did you watch it by yourself?
I did. Well, Wiley was coming in and out. Like he was doing stuff in the house.
For particular parts of the movie, well, and back out.
He was just had to go through the room, you know, oh, and then gotcha. He was fixing himself some stuff in the kitchen. And then he's like, he kind of left. He's like, what are you watching? I think it was during a sex scene. He's like, what are you watching? I'm like, this is good. You should watch it, actually.
I had a lot of in and outs, too, with my kiddos.
Yeah.
But Brad mostly watched it with okay. me. He left for part of it and yeah. then came back.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Well, our movie is Bros. Came out in 2022. Directed by Nicholas Stoller, based on a screenplay he co-wrote with Billy Eichner.
Oh, cool.
Is that how we figured out? Eichner.
We did.
Eichner.
Eichner.
It's that
we Googled
Eichner.
It so we could pronounce it right.
Yes. Didn't want to.
So if it's wrong, that's Google's fault.
Yes. And it was produced by Nicholas Stoller, Jude Apatow, and Josh Church. And it stars Billy Eichner and Luke McFarland.
Really?
Yeah. So he
so wait,
wrote
Billy
it.
Billy Eichner wrote it
and was
produced
the lead
it and led.
No, he didn't produce, but he was okay, he was one of the producers. He was just directed. No, wait. He co-wrote the screenplay and okay. he stars in it.
So, okay, and he's the...
He's the podcast
The podcaster.
Guy.
Okay.
Now, I heard...
Bobby. Bobby Lieber.
Yes, he's Bobby Lieber. I was listening to a podcast, and I cannot remember what podcast it was, but they were interviewing him before this movie came out.
Gotcha.
And he was talking about how he had always loved rom-coms. But he, you know, now as an adult, he's like, why isn't there a rom-com for, you know, about gay people? Mm-hmm. You know, why is it always kind of indie movies or mm-hmm. subculture kind of films? Why aren't they, you know, kind of a major studio video movie?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I wanted to be a part of making one. And, mm-hmm. writing one. So he talked about the movie and I was very interested because I feel like, yes, we don't have enough movies like this.
No, especially not mainstream.
No. And then I started thinking about how, if you are gay, how does that feel when you, all there is for you to watch is movies about, you know, sex, you
that
know,
would be awful.
I mean, it obviously he likes them, you know, they're, mm-hmm. they're fun to watch and that gives you this romantic feeling, but you don't connect in a way yeah. probably that, it would, if you like boys, it would be, or girls or whatever. I'm going to just say that there's so many different types of, relationships,
yeah.
but what we
Why
always
are we only
see
focusing on one type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sense. I think that this kind of movie touches on that a little
so
bit.
I want to say though, like I was Brokeback Mountain. Was that was a romance, not a rom-com.
Yeah, no, I would say it is a,
that was probably like the first of its kind.
Yeah.
That I think broke the mainstream.
It's a drama. It's a romantic drama. Probably.
I watched it when it came out not mm-hmm. too long afterwards and I
yeah.
liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did a great job.
I did too.
But it's been so long, I'd have to watch it again.
And it's sad. I mean, it's a sad movie, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
It's not, it's about two men who want to be together, but never can be. The
right.
Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is actually one of the first gay romantic comedies by a major studio that, and it has an openly LGBT principal cast.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah, I love that about it.
That was probably my favorite part of the movie, mm-hmm. actually. Was,
yeah, yes.
Their meetings. I loved their meetings. Anyway.
Their meetings and how colorful and different everyone in
right.
on that board is.
I loved it.
So the stars of the movie are Bobby Lieber, and he is played by Billy Eichner. And Aaron Shepherd is played by Luke McFarlane. So Bobby is the host of a podcast and radio show, The 11th Brick at Stonewall. And at the beginning of the movie, he is nominated or is the best cis gay man. He gets the best cis gay man award. And he is the curator for an upcoming national LGBTQ history museum.
In New York City.
In New York City, yeah. Which was, I love that piece about it. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Because that's kind of a big conflict for him throughout the mm-hmm. movie. Because yes. that's probably super stressful to try to get funding.
Yes.
And get that up and running.
And it's a big museum. I mean, it's, yeah. you know, the building you're looking at and to, you know, have that building and, yeah. you know, fill it with, you know, the history of gay and LGBTQ people. I mean, yeah. I think, but once again, these are things that have been around forever. It's not mainstream, and it should be.
Yeah.
Because yeah, people have felt this way about same sex, opposite sex, whatever, you mm-hmm. know, for centuries. Yeah. So, and Aaron is a lawyer who, he's an estate lawyer mm-hmm. and it's very depressing. Yeah. He hates his job.
So and... I have to say, what at the very beginning, when Bobby is podcasting, like yeah. he shares like some of the other things. He's really multi-talented.
Yeah.
I loved that one of the things that he's done besides just podcasting and opening a museum is he's written books.
Yes.
Are You There, God? It's me, Martina Navratilova.
Yes. I know. That was so funny.
That was so good.
It made me want to read that book.
It did. And if it existed. I remember writing a book report about Martina Navratilova in 7th grade.
Oh, you did?
And making a finger puppet. Like for.
Oh, my gosh, Lisa.
I'm a big fan.
So that is yeah. familiar in a way we don't know.
Yes, I love Martina.
And Aaron has secretly always wanted to become a chocolatier.
A chocolatier.
Yes. But you know, Aaron is a fairly. He is. I would think, you know, they talk about their families and you even meet Aaron's family. Not that Aaron's family, I don't think is accepting that he is gay, but he's, I think, always was into sports and maybe not so open about himself being
maybe
gay.
Maybe not when he was younger.
Yeah.
I don't know what they went into that.
I don't know either. I just felt like he was a little more... in comparison to Bobby, who's very out there.
Yeah, his family was
lets people know. Yeah, they. One of the funnier parts is when Bobby is talking about his family and how accepting they were, and they took him to a play where there were gay men, or I don't know if they were gay, but they were men who were naked. And 12 men, naked men, you know, and...
Uh-huh. Well, he was 12 at the time. It was
12.
Seven men
seven
having
men.
intercourse on stage.
Yes.
We're jumping to that part because I want to get back to that.
Yeah.
I don't know that that was real. I think he was performing for Aaron's family.
Okay.
And I think that's part of what happened. Like, he was pretty upset about that performance.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I was like, there's just no way that any production would have let a 12-year-old in for
that. That's true. That's true.
I'm not at least on this. There's regulations.
Yeah.
At 12, maybe at 17. I don't know what the regulation is. Like, that's like an adult club kind of a thing, like 21 and up. Yeah. I could see that, but not 12.
Yeah.
It was like, he's performing. That's what I thought when he was saying
that. I feel like that could be definitely.
Yeah.
Because he is a performer.
He's a performer. Yes. Yeah.
So the first part of the movie is kind of, we're just finding out about Bobby.
Right.
And
what his life is like and what he does for
life. And I'm just trying to meet men is difficult.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness.
Jeez.
That's what I thought. Like, so they use Grindr. It's like a hookup site, like Tinder.
Yeah.
But for people who are homosexual. So that's his way of meeting people and hooking up. And it's just, it's a very hookup culture that he's ingrained in.
Yeah. And he doesn't like it that much.
I think he uses it for protection.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to let anybody in, because then there's an opportunity to get hurt.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what I was thought he was using that as a
decoy. Yeah. Yeah. And yes, you could be involved with somebody, but very shallowly.
Yeah.
Not, you know, it's just for the hour or two. But after every experience, he's left feeling not good about it.
No.
He's not that happy in what's happening in his world. He meets...
And he's super cynical.
Yeah.
In general. Like,
yeah.
That's just kind of his personality. And I think he's using that also as a way to keep people at a distance.
Yes.
By being excessively cynical.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
I wrote down some of the things he said. Not all gay people are nice. Not all straight people are nice. I don't have to be nice. Like, or love is love is love. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, just the things. He was just such a cynic.
Yes. And he seems like a person that just says what comes into his brain, you know? He doesn't filter some stuff.
Yeah. Very little filter and very... I just thought egocentric.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, he didn't bother to ask anybody else about how they were doing.
Yeah.
He'd sit down at the dinner table, show up and just kind of drop a bomb on everybody about his life and then leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, he just didn't let people in at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So he does, throughout the movie, he does make a lot of emotional growth.
Yeah, he needs to.
He does, yeah. But he he is with his friend Henry at a nightclub where I think it's like a new dating app is being launched. And
that's right.
Yeah.
His friend's launching that dating app, right?
I think so. But, you know, it's funny. That's club and there's like all these men with hot bodies with no shirts on dancing and stuff.
I don't know how realistic that is. I was just like... I mean, I've never been into a club like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if all gay men look like that, I want to also be a gay man. They were beautiful.
Yes, they were.
And perfect. And just like, what the heck? I haven't seen that many beautiful people in all of my life combined.
Yeah. Geez.
And they found them all and put them in that room together.
Yes. And took their shirts off.
I was just like, what?
But, you know, Bobby is a little more self-conscious about his body. So he's wearing a shirt. And so is his friend.
I think they're the only two people in that whole club.
Yeah, I think so too. But they're sitting up like on this balcony, kind of looking out at these array of hot bodies dancing. And he catches the eye of Aaron. They make eye connection.
It's so funny. And then within 10 seconds, Aaron like has teleported himself.
Yes. Right, and then Bobby. And Bobby's like, whoa. Hey.
And then like zing, he teleports himself and he's gone.
Yeah. They have like this really great kind of conversation for a few seconds.
Part of the conversation. For years, I had to suffer as a hot, ripped gay person. And I'm like, yes, Aaron, you're suffering.
You are suffering. Oh, but throughout the night, they, I mean, there is chemistry between these two instantly.
Yes.
And their conversations, like, they just keep popping in and out of their space throughout the night. It's, like, interesting. Like, Aaron will be there 1 second and then gone. And then...
And Bobby's, like, in the mid-sentence and he realizes he's disappeared.
Gone, he's
and
gone. He's like, disappeared.
I really actually liked you.
Yeah,
and then he confronts him about it.
Yeah, and then he's... Then, like, towards the end of the night, he goes up and he's like, hey, what's with this? I feel like we have a connection.
Yeah.
But Aaron is like, kind of like hesitant. He's like, yeah, no, I'm going to. Oh, Bobby says, do you want to go home with me? And Aaron's like, no, I'm going home with that couple over there.
Like a threesome? Like,
yeah. Yes.
You're going to have sex with, what one was, a baseball?
Oh, he was dressed up as a baseball player.
Oh, okay, with a baseball player.
And that said, bottom half was baseball.
A thruple. We're having a thruple.
Yes.
Was that what it was? A thrumple?
Thrumple. I can't remember, but was it that time he asked them if he wants to go with him? No, I think it was another time. Yeah, it's another time.
It's another time.
Yeah, but so he's, you know, I think they exchanged phone numbers and actually Bobby kisses Aaron too. I think that night, doesn't he kiss him he tries and Aaron like moves his head.
He leaves. And that's when he confronts him. He's like, hey, we made conversation. We were vibing and you just left.
Yes.
What is your problem? He's like, I don't do relationships.
Yes. I'm.
Yeah, so they have to overcome the fact that neither of them do relationships, but they clearly want to have a relationship with each other.
There's something there. They really like each other. They really enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
So Aaron the next day, I think, sends a text.
Says, I like people who are, oh no, I don't know who said it, but Bobby's like sarcastically saying, I like people who are physically frail and won't stop talking.
Yeah.
He's being super cynical about himself. Like,
yeah. And then they decide to maybe just meet up and they have an actual date.
Not before he goes back and tries to hook up with someone else. And I thought this was hilarious because he's like, send me a dick pic. Send me. And he's like, gosh, fine. I don't have any of that, but I'll get one for you. And I guess it's like a big part of the hookup culture. Like, you need to have those things at the ready. So he goes into the
bathroom. Then you have to have your file of,
and
like.
He's like shaving cream on the butt. And he's shaving his butt. I'm like,
and he cuts himself.
So then he has to, like, I don't know. So he sends it off, and the guy's like, never mind. And he's like, oh, deflated.
All that I went through.
For nothing. Yes.
Well, we were talking earlier about how we, You've Got Mail keeps coming up in almost all of other things that we have been reviewing.
It's being referenced in almost,
And once again.
Is it everywhere? Does everyone use that? It's like.
And Lisa and I were talking, there is a name for this situation where you're not, you're not thinking about it. And then once you see something or become aware of something, suddenly it's all over the place. Not that I haven't ever thought about You've Got Mail. I've seen it, but after we watched it for the podcast, it is everywhere. People are referencing it. It's in, I don't know, even since then, I would like, I can't, I haven't kept track, but it's.
Modern Meinhof phenomenon.
What is it called?
I said it wrong.
The
Modern Meinhof phenomenon.
The Modern
Meinhof. I don't know. Some German psychologist probably came up with that. Sounds very.
Well,
anyway, that's when something that you saw for the first time starts to appear everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you've about. Got Mel has an appearance in this movie as well. And that's
the billionaire book. And,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all over the place. But then Bobby and Aaron decide to
give the relationship thing a try.
They meet for a date and nothing happens. They just go out to a movie. Oh, Aaron does run into
his high school crush.
Yes,
at the movie theater,
who's with his fiance.
Mm-hmm.
But that will come in later. And then
an awkward like bro hug thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And later, yeah. And he gets a little jealous.
Yeah,
I feel like Bobby was like, "Oh, yeah, that was my high school crush. We played on hockey team together."
Yeah,
and Bobby was like, "Oh,
okay. Well, that was weird, but okay."
Mm-hmm.
Then they go walk home, and Bobby asks Aaron to come up to his room. And Aaron's like, "No, I'm actually have plans to go meet up with the couple. You know, I was mm-hmm. with the other night.
Have another thruple?"
Yeah, and he's like, "Do you want to come?" And Bobby's like, "No, not into that.
Yeah,
it's just kind of weird. Obviously, like Bobby has more of a."
Monogamous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't feeling. Get that word. Monogamous.
or even like a sexual encounter he prefers just with one other person.
Mm.
You know, so the idea of like going with Aaron and having two other people, he's like, nah, that's okay. So they kind of ended there for the night. And then I feel like they just kind of after that start. Oh, they
texting each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're non-committal and they're texting. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Like they're super non-committal and being awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they go to the park.
Uh-huh.
they go end up. And Bobby's like, Aaron, what's up? I mean, you are just being so like distant, mm-hmm. kind of weird. Like I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Why are you keeping me at arm's length?
I thought this was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
This whole like foray into actual sex was really funny because they start hitting wrestling and hitting each other.
Because like, they're mad.
At the park they are. And then it ends and leads into a kiss, which leads them to going
people think that they're fighting.
Yeah.
And like this group of men who are playing, I don't know what they're playing, football, soccer or something. They look over and they see this big fight happening and they think they're going to go break it up. And
yeah.
They're making out.
Which then they.
Is that how it works? I just wrote, this is my notes. There was a lot of wrestling.
Yes.
So much wrestling.
That's what was so funny is I thought that like they, I was trying to figure out, was it just they were kind of trying to breach that maybe uncomfortable, both of them wanting to be with the other one, but not wanting a relationship. So they were kind of trying
tough about it. Well, also playful at the same time.
It reminds me of our Mormon culture. There was, seemed to be when we were younger, a lot of wrestling, and it was only so you could rub up against somebody without actually like it meaning anything. Don't you remember like the wrestling? Well, you would be at like some church thing, you know, with you'd have the boys and the girls or.
Oh, yeah.
And there would be somehow like a
wrestle.
Wrestle.
How did the wrestling happen?
I can't remember, but it really was. I feel like it was just a chance to rub up against each other without it being rubbing up against each other. And I feel like we've talked about this on this podcast before. But it reminded me of this. It's like they're rubbing against each other, they're touching, they're sucking, but they're not really doing it. That's but then funny. They do.
I just remember when I lived in this apartment complex and I was sandwiched between two other apartments, you know, so on both sides, I heard everything.
Yeah.
Everything. On one side, it was like, I think four guys.
Mm-hmm.
And heard a lot of wrestling. Oh my gosh, shut up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Owen and Wiley wrestle like that with their friends. Unless it's like,
I'm stronger than you. No, I'm stronger than you. Okay, well, come on. We're going to have like a little wrestling match right now. It's not like they just wrestle around with their friend, their guy friends all the time.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't.
I don't know.
So I felt like
there
was
a lot of wrestling. I thought it was hot. Too bad they're not interested in me at all.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
But there was a lot of wrestling before they actually had sex. But then I think it's at that time Bobby has to go because didn't he? Oh, he totally messed up. Deborah Messing was going to give them the museum money.
The $5 million they needed.
Yes.
Was that really Deborah Messing?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, she plays herself, but I think that she's...
Oh, okay.
Would probably never be this way. But she's... So...
He walks in after being really upset about...
Like Aaron not calling, texting him back and stuff. This is before the whole wrestling match happens and they're together. So he goes into Deborah Messing and he's just like lays it all out there how he's feeling. He's like, what do you think? And Deborah's like, you know what? I have a life of my own and I am not everyone's like dumping ground. I'm not here to solve your problems. And I'm so sick and tired of it. I just wanted to come and look at the museum today. I'm out of here. She leaves. And so they now need money.
Yeah.
So he has to go up to.
I think the reason they weren't talking or Aaron was ghosting him is because Bobby was really kind of uncomfortable with the polyamorous type stuff. And they didn't really want to talk about it. Was that part of what led them to get upset with each other that time?
Maybe so. I think
that's what happened. That's he's like, you know what? I'm going to go all in.
Yeah.
Aaron finally was like, I'll do the monogamous thing. And then they decided to go up together to Providence, P-Town.
Yeah. And there's like, it's a gay pride festival or something happening there. Mm-hmm. And there's this really wealthy guy that they would like to have donate money. So he asks, Aaron says like, can I come? And Bobby's like, oh, sure. So they have this great, really great weekend. They get this and Aaron helps him have this guy, you know.
Well, he gives him some lawyer advice. Like,
yeah.
He just wants to be listened to.
Yeah.
What? Blabbing yourself off at everyone because it's too much. Just listen to what they want.
Yes. And it works.
It works.
And then from there, they just have this fabulous weekend. It's so cute. And you can tell they really enjoy being with each other. And they're just almost like, it's interesting because they're so kind of different, but
they're so different.
Really like that about the other person. They like the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those relationships where it really, they balance each other out in a way.
Yeah. And I think this is when Aaron finally admits that he hates his job.
Yeah.
And he's always wanted to be a chocolatier.
Yes.
Because he's like Mr. Rough and Tumble, you know,
Yeah.
A buff guy that like is super serious. successful.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want anyone to know that he's not happy. And so he finally lets him in.
That's what makes me think that, you know, he is not very comfortable sometimes with his sexuality, simply because he said it, he didn't go into that because it seemed too gay. So sometimes I feel like there was a piece of his, you know, where Bobby is a little more like, this is who I am. Aaron's a little more reserved.
Very much so.
Yeah. But they kind of help each other out in that way too.
There's nothing wrong with both ways. They're just different.
Yeah. But I feel like once again, Aaron kind of like helps Bobby sort of refrain from, you know, sometimes being a little out there. Like, you gotta reel it in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And where Bobby sometimes says, it's okay to Aaron, you know, right. It's okay to be who you are.
And then after that, they're together now.
Yeah.
But now there's that.
They're together for quite a few months.
Yeah.
And they're really enjoying each other. They're getting Christmas trees and a Hanukkah. You know, they're doing it all. They're enjoying each other.
They're going to parties together as a couple.
Yeah.
But then I want to say they're serious.
Yeah.
At the party. And Aaron had just found out that his high school crush came out and broke off his engagement. And they see him at the party. And Aaron's like, I really want to have a thrumble.
You want to do this?
Are you comfortable with that? And Bobby's like, I guess I'll do it for you.
This was the other.
And then there was this tiny Steve there.
Just pops
that
in.
Just pops in.
And doesn't quite fit into the mix. He keeps trying to get into the sexual piece of it.
Because I think four is just too much.
Too much. I mean, three seems like too much.
The mechanics of this. I don't, that's a lot.
I was trying to, I'm like, okay, so you're kissing,
I don't know that everyone can be involved.
And Steve keeps going, oh, hey, do you want to play football? Or something. He's like, hey, somebody massage me.
The way these things go.
But Bobby's just like, after he says, you know, I just want to be with you. Doesn't work for me.
It was a big enough deal for him to just break down and let somebody in.
Yeah.
Let alone three other people.
Yes.
Yeah. Too much for me. Totally understandable.
Yeah. And I think Aaron's okay with that.
I can do that for you. Yeah. Okay. So that's where that happens.
Yeah.
And then I think they take the biggest step ever. Aaron has never, ever brought anybody, like, introduced his family to any of his partners.
Yeah. No.
I don't know if Aaron's really ever had a partner.
I don't think he had. No. Nope.
Just kind of
just
had
done
multiple or quick hookup.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of been the same for Bobby. So this is a big step.
Yeah.
And they're both pretty nervous about it.
Yeah.
And I love that when they do bring the families in, they didn't ever bring Bobby's family.
Yeah. I don't think they're around. They may have passed away or something.
Yeah,
I feel like he doesn't have a family.
Yeah.
His friends are more his family.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. His work colleagues, especially. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah. Friends. But, Aaron, like, his family is very present and they're mm-hmm. an important part of his life. He's never introduced anybody.
Yeah.
And it's really big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that is scary.
Yeah. And they're coming to New York for Christmas.
Yeah. So he's like, okay. And I will say, Aaron's more on the reserved side for sure. Bobby's more out there. And I'm like, dude, there's got to be a middle ground. Because Aaron was a bit too much, or Bobby was a bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And Aaron was too, like, he wasn't as open. And I was like, I wanted a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, I don't know if they found it or not. But, because that's true with anybody. There's got to be a middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, extremes are hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, because when they do meet Aaron's parents for Christmas, Bobby plans this extravagant, you know, thing with them.
All the things in New York City.
And it's specifically gay-centered.
LGBTQ-centric
stuff. Which is a little out. I mean, like, I think a little out there.
That's the extreme side of things. And I think Aaron was hoping, well, let's go see the big tree in wherever.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do some traditional.
Yeah, some traditional things. But Bobby was just all in for one type of thing.
And, yeah.
And Aaron was like, well, that was, you're being too much.
And Bobby's super excited and talking a lot and just, you know, like wants to like tell this family. Yeah, that's who he is. And so his feelings are a little hurt when Aaron says, can you just tone it down?
Right. So instead of toning it down,
well, he tries for a second.
Yeah. He does. And then the family's like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, you were talking like crazy a minute ago. Now you're nothing.
So that's when he tells them about, well, when I was 12.
Yes. Yes. Well, because he's talking to Aaron's mom and she's a second grade teacher. And then they get into this sort of discussion about when it's appropriate to discuss, gay.
Share LGBTQ history. He's like, you need to have a course in this in your second grade class. And she's like, not yet.
Yeah.
And she was pretty firm. And he's like, you wouldn't drop it.
No, he just couldn't.
He couldn't. Yes, it was compulsive.
It made everyone uncomfortable, and Aaron especially.
Yes, and that's when he dropped that line about the family.
Yeah.
Going to a play.
Yeah.
That was pretty farcical, I thought. And I'm like, oh, no way.
Yeah, you're right. And then
they break up.
They get in an argument, and Aaron gets a message from his high school friend, and he's like, I'm going to go meet him for a drink. So they get in a little argument. Aaron gets in a taxi, goes to the bar, and Bobby follows him because I think he wants to just keep the discussion going. He wants to, like, I'm not done and actually want to
have some closure.
Yes. So he follows him, and this is another wrestling part. So he goes to the
so much wrestling.
So, Aaron and his high school friend are in the alley and they're kind of wrestling. Mm-hmm. Wrestling, which leads to a kiss that Bobby walks into. And he's super upset.
Yeah.
And is hurt. And Aaron realizes that he did make a mistake. But it's kind of
too late
at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they've kind of set themselves up for the first time ever to actually be really, really hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Ugh. And you can see afterwards, they're very lonely and sad and miss each other.
Yeah.
But it encourages them to be, you know, at the same time, these things that they were trying to build up in each other.
Yeah.
Like Bobby's telling Aaron, you should be a chocolatier. You should just do it. Why not?
Yeah.
If you're so unhappy, change. And, you know, Aaron was, you know, the listening part, maybe you should listen more instead of telling people, especially at the museum, what you think needs to happen. Why don't you listen and work with people. But when they're apart, it kind of gives them they decide to act on the other's suggestions.
I loved when they have the big reveal.
Yeah.
For the museum.
Yes.
Because there's a couple times where they get into huge spats with the board.
Yes.
About what should and shouldn't be in the museum. Yeah. And I love the Abe Lincoln part.
Yeah.
Where Bobby's really just trying to make a whole section to say that, you know, Abe Lincoln had gay relationships. I can't remember who he said.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, there's absolutely no proof of that.
Yeah, we
like,
can't just do that.
And he's like, but I have the proof here. They're like, but there's no, that's your proof that you may be made up.
Yeah.
And you can't be doing that. It was just, he just was, had a hard time listening to people. And did they end up having that in the museum at the end?
No, I don't. I mean. Abe Lincoln was, his face is around, but I don't think the whole, that whole story.
Section.
No, there was, you know, possibly, it was like, maybe like possibly he could have, but there was no.
And I loved how they're like, well, he had a wife and kids. And the one guy's like, well, then that means he was really bi.
Yeah.
I love just the way that they argued was just like so on point.
And they're all, everyone on the board for this museum.
I hear you. I'm holding space.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I love that person. I just thought, what a great group of people who are all so different, but so lovely. And, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Their own ways.
And true to themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great part of the movie.
It was a really, yeah. It was really well done.
Yes, and without like saying what happens, you know.
Yeah.
That
everyone's
going to have to watch it.
I do want everyone to watch it because I think I learned a lot.
I did too.
Not only about wrestling, but they do talk about some LGBTQ history. It's peppered throughout the movie.
I love that.
So yes, it's definitely worth seeing.
And you know, I did read, and unfortunately, it was not a big box office hit, which makes me sad.
Yeah,
I kind of wished
wanted it to be.
Yeah. Well, and I don't remember, you know, I did watch it when it came, when I could stream it, you know, after the podcast that I listened to. But I wasn't really aware of whether it did well or not. And I guess it didn't. But it kind of came out in the COVID time.
Right. So, that's a hard time.
Yeah. But
what do you think about the two characters, the realistic of them ever meeting up?
I felt like it was pretty, I think it was pretty realistic, you know, just.
I think that's what, this is what I'm having the hard time with.
Okay.
Because I think that the way they met, I locked eyes with you for 2 minutes and suddenly we're like,
I just think
that's too out there for me to buy into, like, that's how they met. Like, they didn't have a reason. Well, to seek each other out.
I think
they just locked eyes and suddenly they're like, there's this connection. And I'm like,
yes,
but it really happened that way.
No, but I think that Bobby was a public enough figure that Aaron did know who he was. And that's why he was maybe looking at him.
And Aaron just happened to be good looking enough that.
And Bobby was like, oh God, that guy's looking at me.
Amongst all of the incredibly beautiful people.
Yeah, that's true.
Room,
yeah.
He was the most beautiful. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Like, I mean, it could happen, but that's for two people to meet just by. But maybe that was the cosmetic thing of what people do to look really
definitely
good.
Definitely a Cupid thing happening. I'm going to still say not very likely.
Okay.
I just don't think, and that's maybe what the hole in the story was, wasn't a good enough reason to link the two of them together.
Yeah, other than they were just locked
eyes. Same place, same time.
Yeah.
Like that was it.
Yeah. It would have been better if they had bumped into each other at the bar or something, you know.
Yeah, if they kept running into each other and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that thing that just you notice it and then all of a sudden they're everywhere?
Yeah,
the Bader Meinhof.
Bader Meinhof effect.
Exactly. So I had a hard time with that. There wasn't enough of a build for them to like have met.
Yeah, I agree. And
I've never met anyone like that. Like no one's ever locked eyes with me.
I feel like there are times where you're somewhere and there's someone attractive that you look right. at, but you're not ever like, oh, hey, you're here and I'm going to talk to you. And then, or you're coming up to me.
No, I do the exact opposite. I'm like, oh gosh, they're super hot. I'm going to avoid them.
Yeah.
I'm actually terrified of their beauty. No. It's true. Actually, I was thinking about that. Back in the day, this is a long day ago.
Yeah.
I went on dates with a lot of different people, right? But I was really terrified to kiss the ones that I was really attracted to.
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. But it's a thing. Because it's a me thing.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why I'm like, I'm not buying it because that's just so against what I'm like.
Yeah. Well, I
never would have kissed Brad. Sorry, just throwing that out there. If he hadn't made him, because I was too scared.
Well, I don't know if I'm not a very aggressive person either.
Yeah.
So look, like catching somebody's eye across the way,
mm-hmm.
I would be like, oh, we just happened to glance at each other. Oh. He's not looking at me because he's attracted to me too. We just happened to look at each other, so I'm going to avert my eyes and pretend I wasn't looking at him.
But then you keep doing it.
Yes. Then I would probably move away. And
I would go hide.
It takes – I mean, I don't think anyone has ever then come approached me like, hey.
No, that's so forward.
It is forward.
And maybe that's what I had a hard time with too, is just how forward everyone is.
Mm-hmm. There have been times too where I maybe thought somebody was attracted to me. They totally weren't.
Guilty.
They were attracted to my friend.
I totally know the feeling.
I'm like, oh, I was feeling some vibes, but they weren't directed at me.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's funny. But like, I think that's why I had a hard time with it. Because I'm like, It seemed like everyone was like about hooking up. And about being super forward. And I'm like, is that really how everyone is?
I know.
I have a hard time because I think most people, when you really want to go take it to the next level, people are a little bit more shy about it and reserved because they're protecting their little hearts.
Yeah. Because like, what if they're interested in my friend?
Exactly.
And not me.
A little bit more cautious.
Yeah.
And not, so I struggled. And I think that's why I'm like,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, I can agree with that too.
Yeah.
How long would our relationship
last? What do you think?
I feel like it's such a hard one to answer. I'm always the positive though. I'm like, I think they'll be together forever.
I have to think long and hard about this.
I mean, I think they kind of did a lot of their,
did they do enough growth within that movie to know that?
For me
to feel secure about that? I don't think so.
Maybe not. I feel like they, I think they're going to be together. I feel like they're.
Bobby learned how to listen for the first time in his life.
Yeah.
And Aaron, what did he have to overcome? He had to put himself out there a little bit more.
Yeah.
To take a little more risk.
Mm-hmm.
So will those two people who have that kind of a growth pattern stick together?
I think so. I mean, I felt good about it.
If Bobby truly can learn how to listen.
Yeah. And is willing to.
And is willing to, then maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Well, because
if you are with another person who never listens, you're not going to last in that relationship. Like, that's a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really hard to deal with.
Yes. There's somebody who's always talking and never listening. It is very hard.
And their perspective is the only one that matters or is correct or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anyone like that stays in relationships for long without just destroying the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. I agree.
So did Bobby change enough that I think they can last? Because I think Bobby had the most growth to do.
Yeah.
Not being able to put yourself out there is pretty common human condition. and it's easier to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to say 25 to life.
I have a hard time saying that.
Well, you go ahead and just say what you think. I mean, if you maybe what, 11 years?
I would give them seven.
Seven?
Give them 7 years. I think that, I don't know, Bobby's going to have to do a little bit more work to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think. But I could be wrong.
I feel like they're on the right path. They're going to be together forever. They're going to get married and
forever and ever.
And adopt children.
I love it. They did talk about that, right?
The very end, yeah.
Yeah. That's important. Got to have those conversations.
Yeah. How spicy? I think it was a cayenne.
Cayenne?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's no anteater penis.
Anyone but you? That's true.
We saw no penises.
Like, they very much so alluded to what was happening.
Yes.
But no real body parts were being shown.
No.
There was always very nicely fitting underwear.
Yes. And there's some rubbing against each other, but there's
under the blankets.
Not, yeah, but there's always underwear on and under the blankets.
Which is why it felt like a lot of wrestling.
Yes.
So Kayan is right.
So it's steamy. I mean, there's some stuff, yeah. But it's not, I wouldn't say it was too
much.
Yeah. Having a Wiley walk in a little bit here and there was not too uncomfortable.
Was it mortifying?
No.
Yeah. Like, what was it? The movie that I watched with my kids and she was full on frontal naked fighting.
Oh.
And I was like, this is shocking. Like, yeah, I watched that with my kids and I was embarrassed. I was like, do I want to be watching that with my kids? It's a me thing. It's a me thing. I should maybe just get over, but.
No, there is some uncomfortable stuff.
There was another movie where the actress was naked most of the time, full on.
Yeah. I don't know why that is uncomfortable to watch with your children.
I fell asleep. I was so tired. And I woke up and it was the last scene and she was sex working and she had a father having with his two sons watching.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he was teaching them how to, you know, please a woman or whatever. Uh-huh. And she was also talking as they were having intercourse.
What movie is this?
I think it was Poor Things.
Okay.
And that's when I woke up and I was like, oh, I guess this is educational. Because I missed the whole.
Were Corbin and Liz there too?
It was just Brad and Corbin.
Okay.
Liz wasn't there. But I was like, oh, what did I miss?
Well, maybe it was good I was asleep.
Brad's like, well, she was naked most of the movie. I was like, oh, okay. All right. I missed it. I probably would have been embarrassed, but maybe not. I don't know. If it was educational, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think my favorite line is, Bobby is telling Aaron this, and they're in Provincetown on the beach. Okay. And Aaron is like, you know, you're so confident and stuff. Like, he likes that about him. He's like, I'm not that way. Not that confident to do what you do. And Bobby says, it's all an act. Confidence is just a choice you make.
Oh.
Which I love that because sometimes if you're not feeling it, sometimes you have to just
pretend. You're feeling like an imposter,
mm-hmm.
The imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to fake it.
Yeah. But yeah. I like that. I don't know. I just felt like that. I felt a connection to that. Because I don't feel confident a lot in life too. Okay. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go and say like, it's going to work. It's going to happen.
Gonna okay. You can do this. Yeah. No, that was a good. I don't know why the line that I chose was at the very first where they're having that launch for the new hookup site. Whatever they called it. And they're just talking on the balcony, looking out over the crowd mm-hmm. and his friend. Was his friend named Steven? No, it wasn't.
No, his friend was Henry.
Henry. Okay. Henry. It's like, I'm going to go get a shit rocket. He's like, what's a shit rocket? He's like, a shit rocket's like a Red Bull, but with protein. And I don't know why. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. Red Bull with protein. Like, I gotta try that.
Next time. Next time you're at a bar.
Because I'm just like, you know how coffee and me get together.
Yeah. Like, Red Bull and protein.
Such a combination. Of course I would go to that.
Yes. That's just me. And who I would recommend this to, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, that's sort of, I feel like everyone should watch this movie just because
it's educational.
It is. And it's, I think it puts you out of your box of comfort. Comfortableness a little bit.
Well, I think it just portrays people on that normal I'm falling in love trajectory.
Yes. And yeah. I just think that, like I said in the beginning, I don't think there's enough movies like this.
Yeah.
And there should be. And it is just a love story. So, yeah. You know, you get past that it's two men. It's a good love story. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. a good love story. I just really struggled with like how forward and the confident thing. Like he's not confident here, but he's confident here.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there was too many incongruences for me to like have a total buy-in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just me. I'm such a cynic.
Well,
what can I say?
It's good.
It was well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, who would you recommend it to?
Who would I recommend it to? I would recommend it to, depends on the conversation I was having with the person in the grocery store.
Sure. Yeah.
Up here.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I would be random about it. If somebody was open to learning.
Yeah.
I would recommend it. For yeah. Sure. It's hard. When people aren't open to learning.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because they're not going to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to be the ones missing out. But you have to be ready to learn.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends.
I think you're right. Because we know, living where we do, that there's a lot of people that are very closed off to this idea.
And when you're not open to things and it's thrown at you, it creates more of a barrier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think curiosity is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
But not everyone's curious.
Mm-mm. No.
That's sad.
Yes. We live in an area where there's a lot of closed off people. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So stay curious, friends.
Yeah. That's a good way to end this. Yes. Stay curious, open-minded.
Yes. Because there's a lot of love out there.
There is
one kind.
There is sure. So much love out there.
So yes, if you guys enjoy learning about love, listening about all the ways it can happen, keep listening.
Yeah, email us. Tell us your
love story.
Subscribe. Write a review.
Uh huh. Only if you like us.
Yeah.
Call me up and have a personal conversation otherwise. Yeah.
This is about positivity.
Right.
This is
right. And then we have our website is My Perfect Romance, and you'll find links to all of our social and how to write to us there. So thanks for listening.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah, this is always fun. And we were doing this for Valerie. XOXO from Valerie.
That's Valerie's thing.
Right. We missed her today.
No. Hopefully she feels better soon.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Bye.